What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian, host of The Rich Life, the key to living your best life. What's up, guys? This is Rich Tabishian here, host of The Rich Life. Thank you for joining me today on this episode. This episode is going to be a little bit different than my other episodes around the core values. Actually, this is going to tie a little bit into the finance or the wealth core value. So, and more in particular, this is really meant for those of you who are interested in, you know, becoming a real estate agent in your market. So no matter what part of the country in the U.S. that you're working in or want to work in, if you're getting your license now or if you're, you know, brand new to the industry, or even if you've been in it for 20, 30 plus years, what I want to talk about is why I chose the brokerage that I'm currently working for right now. So as you guys know, I'm a licensed agent in South Carolina. I'm primarily in the Charleston, South Carolina market. So I sell real estate here in Charleston. I absolutely love it here in this market. It's booming. It's just beautiful. Like, the homes are amazing. The Southern charm, the hospitality, all that stuff is just incredible. I've lived here for quite some time now. And hopefully most of you guys know that. I'm on Instagram at RichSellsCHS. And if you want to reach out to me on Instagram, go ahead and DM me, because I answer all my DMs essentially. But anyway, if you are new to the industry, right, one of the things that you have to do as soon as you get your license coming out of, you know, real estate school is you have to think about, like, okay, well, what agencies or brokerages should I work for, right? So some people think, like, oh, maybe I should work for, you know, a brand that everybody knows, right? So depending on what you want to do, it's up to you. But what I did was, my personal journey was, I started with an agency when I first got my license, where I can learn a lot, right? So if they had like training modules set up and just like, you know, that type of thing. So that's kind of how I started. And I interviewed the broker in charge at the first brokerage that I worked at, which I'm no longer with, by the way. So I'm not going to say their name, but I'm going to talk about where I am now. But when I started there, I felt like I didn't get much support from the broker in charge and from the, you know, the team. And it just seemed, I don't know, it didn't seem like a good fit for me. So anyway, fast forward a couple years, and I decided to switch over to a different brokerage, which is called Real Broker. So the company is based in New York primarily, but we have agents like all over the country. And I believe there's international as well. But the reason why I switched over, guys, is what I found was a lot of the traditional brokerages, like, I'll just mention some. So Keller Williams, companies like, what's another one? So Remax, Century 21, all those big firms, right? The traditional brokerage business models. When I was looking at them, and I'm a very analytical guy, so when I was looking at them, I found that there were all these like hidden fees, like hidden costs, like transactional fees, you know, a desk fee every month that you would have to pay. And it's like, why would I want to pay more money as an agent, you know? And I know there's some support that's available for those agents. And I'm sure, you know, they have some great training programs or whatever at those brokerages. But the thing is this, guys, like when you think about looking for a brokerage that you want to work under, you know, you have to figure out what you want. And for me, it was what's going to give me the most flexibility, right? And at the lowest cost and yield me the highest net return. Right? Because at the end of the day, when you're starting a business, it's about profit. Like, obviously it's about people, but it's also about profit, because if you're only, and it's a balance between the two, like if you're only just in it for the money, then the people aspect suffers, right? The relationships that you build, and vice versa. If you're only about it in the relationships and you're not, you know, getting shit done essentially, then your profit and if you're spending all this money on brokerage fees and desk fees and all this junk basically that you don't get a return on, then you're not going to profit. So you have to balance the two, you know, with a successful business. So anyway, so I wanted to talk about why agents net more with Real Broker, because it's really just about the numbers at the end of the day. Like when you look at, you know, the numbers, like the split, right? If there's a cap, if there's a joining fee, are there annual fees, are there transaction fees? Are there any royalties, right, that you have to pay to the brokerage, those types of things? So let's talk about splits. Traditional brokerages, thinking about it like this, they usually have a 70-30 split. So what that means is 70% of your commission not including taxes, by the way, 70% of your commission goes to that broker, goes to you. And then the remaining 30%, like that is such a big percentage, by the way. Even if they're sending you leads, guys, 30% is a lot of money, like cut right from the top of your commission, okay? 30% of your money that you spent time and effort on building those relationships, building that database, getting that sale in real estate is going right to the brokerage. They don't do, this sounds harsh, but they're not doing anything for you to get that 30%, okay? So that's it, right? So 70-30 split. If you're doing a 70-30 split right now, please, for the sake of your career and the sake of your net profit for your business, please DM me right now, okay? DM me and I will share with you how you can improve your life, okay? Improve your net profit. Okay, let's talk about this. Now, 70-30 split, that's really bad, right? So companies like the traditional brokerages with the older model, business models like Keller Williams, Century 21, Remax, they all have that like horrible, horrible split, okay? Not only that, there's a pretty high cap, okay? So pretty high cap in terms of like, you know, what you have to meet in order to, you know, change. So some brokerages will allow you to hit a cap. And then once you hit the cap, then you can get 100% of your commissions, right? So the split changes after that. Now, with companies like the traditional brokerages, it's pretty high. It's usually like around 25K, something like that, to meet the caps so that you can improve your split a little bit. Okay, then there's the other model that's like, you know, there's another model that's out there that's like, you know, pay this monthly thing pay this desk fee essentially, and then you get 100% commission. Okay, that's pretty good, but if you're not getting, you know, if you're not having the opportunity, okay, to connect well with other, you know, with other people in the community, and having the right technology in place to help support you as an agent, then that's also a pretty poor model, in my opinion. Not only that, I've seen with those like monthly retainer type of style brokerages where, you know, you do get 100% commission, that's great, but the caveat is you don't get any equity in the company either, right? So what you're essentially doing is you're paying a monthly fee to that, you know, in 1 month, you know, and I guess it's not horrible if you're making decent commissions, but you don't, that's not a long-term game, guys. Like, you're in this business for a long term, right? If you got into this business to just make money for 1 or 2 years, then you're in the wrong business, because it takes 1 to 2 years just to get like off your feet, you know. Some agents start off and it takes, you know, and they get lucky, right? They tap into their sphere of influence. They get lucky in the sense that all of their sphere contacts, or a good percentage of them, do want to buy or sell right away. But let's be honest with ourselves right now. Like, you're in this for the long term. So the long term is you probably should get equity in the company or the brokerage that you're working in. Traditional brokerages, they don't do that. These 100% commission brokerages, they don't do that either. Okay. So with the monthly fee, and you're paying that monthly fee, right? Which is an expense, unnecessary expense that you shouldn't be paying at all, right? Because you have to pay it every single month no matter what. So I know it's not a lot of money, you know, like $200 a month or whatever those 100% commission brokerages do, but I want to just kind of paint a picture for you and tell you like what I'm noticing and why I chose Real Broker as my agency. Okay. So let's talk about another one. So there's another one that's kind of competitive, similar competitive, called EXP. So it is kind of similar to Real Broker. The only caveat though is, so they have a better split than like the traditional Keller Williams, Remax, and Century 1. They actually have an 80-20 split. Okay, that's good. Better split, I get it. They have a lower cap, which is nice, okay? Then they also have like a referral, like you can do a referral and that type of thing, but they have a joining fee, okay? They also have annual fees that you have to pay to the brokerage, you know, you know, so that's not great either, right? Why would you have to pay an annual fee for a brokerage? It's still, to me, like EXP is like growing like crazy, and it's, you know, and it's great that they have grown so quickly, right? And I think they're a public company right now, but the point is this, guys, like if you're paying any additional fees that you don't have to pay, that's not good for your bottom line. You're gonna net less money over time, right? So you know, I get it. They have to pay their employees. They have to pay for systems in place, blah, blah, blah. But what I found was with Real Broker, what I know for a fact is that I don't pay any desk fees, $0 in desk fees, literally $0 in desk fees. All I did is sign up. Okay. I have an 85-15 split. 85-15 split. And then when I hit a cap of 12 grand, then my commission goes up. Okay. That split goes away. Guess what? In addition to that, I have equity in this company. I have basically shares in the company, right? So anything that I do to help the company, it benefits me. So I have a vested interest in this company to grow. So like, duh, that business model makes way more sense, okay? Not only am I getting way higher commission split, better commission split, I pay zero desk fees, okay? I pay zero joining fees, literally zero, guys. I don't pay any annual fees, no transaction fees, and no royalties out to the brokerage. So like, seriously, if you're considering a brokerage, then Real Broker has got to be your choice, because I've seen all of them and I've looked at all of them. I've analyzed all of them. This is the one that makes the most sense. Let's talk about the numbers. If we look at a traditional firm, let's say on average, you may net $70,000. Let's say, obviously this differs depending on the number of sales, but let's just say on average, you net $70,000. Okay. With a traditional firm. If you compare the same transaction total and the same GCI, okay, you will net with Keller Williams, for example, and all those other brokerages, you'll net $70,500. Okay, cool. An extra $500 a year in net. Not bad. Now, let's take it a step further and look at EXP. The net with EXP is $82,230. Okay, great. Another $12,000. However, when you look at Real Broker as a brokerage, the average with that, you know, with that transaction amount, you're netting $88,750. Okay, so let's talk about this. The agent generates $100,000 in GCI from 15 transactions. This is the use case. You're making $88,750 net on that $100K versus $70,000 with a traditional brokerage. And that's because you don't pay all these hidden fees. You don't pay all that crap that these traditional brokerages force you to pay. Those business models, guys, are completely outdated. And the reason why is they have to pay for real estate offices. They have to pay for all these things. I have the flexibility on my own to work from my home office, to do what I want, when I want, however I want. So for the folks that are, you know, that are maybe like single, whether you're a parent or not, you have the flexibility to be home with your kids, right? If you are a parent, you have flexibility to be home with your kids. If you're not a parent, you have the flexibility to be able to still tap into the community, because we have our own community at Real, but you can also take that, you know, you can also have the comfort of your home in your home office, right? Doing cold calls, doing your marketing, getting out there. You don't have to worry about paying for a desk fee every single month or for leasing expenses that the brokerage pays for. Okay. I hope this is connecting with you guys. Now, if you are interested in Real Broker, please DM me and I will send you information. My Instagram is @richsellschs. Okay. So that's basically stands for Rich Sells Charleston. So please DM me. I will send you more information on the company. I would encourage you also to Google the company, check out the website, and you'll immediately see the benefits. Like, I really don't understand why people are still in this type of old brokerage business model. The CEO of Real Broker is a freaking genius, because he figured out a way to make costs very low for the agent, but also benefit the agent and give opportunities for equity and for really, you know, long-term wealth. Like, that's what it's all about. This company is about long-term wealth. So this is the type of company where, you know, the business model is perfect, in my opinion. The business model is perfect for agents that are either new, have been in the business for a little while or are veteran agents. So why would you on $100,000, why would you pay $30,000 when you can net $85K? Okay. Right. What isn't it? When you look at the numbers, a no-brainer, $70K net versus $88,000 net. Duh, you're making a lot more money with a brokerage that supports the business model that makes sense for, you know, keeping your costs low. So anyway, I thought you guys would enjoy that. And like I said, just reach out to me if you have any questions about Real Broker at RichSellCHS on Instagram. Take care. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Rich Life. Please remember to subscribe, share with a friend, leave a review, and reach out to me on Instagram at YoRichieRich or at RichSellCHS.